Hey, this is Sean Abenanto, and I'm excited that you have chosen to get these 5 steps to success. See, our choices affect our chances in life, and you have made a good choice. These 5 steps have impacted my life greatly and continue to do so every day. So get ready to take notes, go deep, and get ready for the next level. The 5 steps to discovery. Here we go. Step 1. Believe. So you must believe that there is a journey to go on and that your dreams can come true. As children, we were always out to discover what life had to offer. We had a discovery mindset. Somewhere along life's journey, we have lost the joy of discovery. And when that happens, your ability to believe goes away. See, 80% of people believe that miracles happen for other people. We have to shift that mindset and start to believe that miracles can and will happen for us. So many times in our life, people's opinions or life experiences, affect our ability to believe. It robs us of our shout. See, kids have a shout, and they definitely know how to believe. For all you parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. See, when I was a kid, my hero was John Wayne. I wanted to be just like him. I remember being 5 years old and dressed like a cowboy from head to toe. Me, my papa, and Big John, the rancher, we walk out of his ranch house into a hot West Texas day. It's mid-90s and you can smell the cattle and the horses because there's a breeze blowing. Now, this is West Texas, where a lot of farmers and ranchers are. My papa was a preacher there, and see, Big John got a kick out of me because he knew I was a Big John Wayne fan. Well, I look over, and I see 50 head of cattle. And like any 5-year-old looking to tame the West, I get a big idea.
John, can I go catch a cow?
You go ahead, boy. See, he knew they were on a section of land, over 600 acres. But I didn't care, so I climbed through the fence, and I took off after them. Because when the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. Well, about 10 minutes goes by, and they realize I'm not back yet. Big John looks out into that pasture, and he says, "Well, preacher, we're going to have to get in the truck and go get that boy." See, what Big John loved about me is I had a never-give-up spirit, this never-give-up spirit inside of me. And it's in each and every one of you, too, this never-give-up spirit, this ability to believe that anything is possible. See, but life comes along, and the very thing that is supposed to teach us how to dream and how to believe, it comes along and it throws us curveballs, and things happen that affect our shout, affect our ability to believe. A year after chasing those cows, my parents divorced. A year later, I was molested for the first time. My shout was gone for the next 25 years until one night, sitting in a bar in Glendale, California, with a beer in my hand, wondering what my life was all about, I knew something had to change. I was at a crossroads in my life. How many of you have ever been at a crossroads? I knew I wasn't believing for anything. I had no vision, no hope, no passion. Now, everyone around me thought I really had it going on because I was making money and had a nice car and nice clothes, and I had things. What they didn't understand is I was laughing on the outside, dying on the inside. My ability to believe was gone. My shout was gone. And so in that moment, in that bar, I made a choice. And my journey of discovery began. My ability to get my belief back and my shout back, it began right then, right there. See, I've discovered in 16 years of working with people that your choices affect your chances in life. It's pretty simple. Now, yesterday's choices might be today's realities, and for some of us, maybe that's not that great, and for maybe some of us, it's okay, but the great news, folks, is that today's choices become tomorrow's realities. So what are you going to choose to do today that's going to affect your life tomorrow, shift your relationships tomorrow, help you be a better son or daughter or spouse or father, mother? What are you going to do today that's going to change your tomorrow? See, we must regain the childlike wonder about life. There were some scientists that did a study, and they wanted to see how many times through the course of a day a kid laughs on average. Now, before I tell you, I want you to just get a couple of numbers in your head as a guess. I just want you to get a number right now and just say to yourself, I think a kid would laugh this many times in a day. Go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to do that. Ready? Go. All right. Got your number? Let me tell you what it is. Well, before I do that, let me say this. When I do this in audiences, when I'm speaking, I get guesses that range anywhere from 50 to 100, maybe 200. The reality is kids laugh on average 300 times a day. 300 times. Why? Because they think everything is funny. They think everything is funny. Look, Bobby, you broke your leg. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Look at the bone sticking out. Can I sign your cast? Isn't that how kids are? They just think everything is funny. So on average, 300 times a day. Now, they continued to do this study, and they wanted to know, what about grown-ups? How many times do adults laugh through the course of a day? Well, now I want you to get a number in your mind of how many times you think adults laugh on average. You ready? Get your number. Okay, here's the answer. 15. 15 times a day. Right? You're feeling pretty motivated now. Thanks, Sean, for offering me these 5 steps to success, because I'm so motivated now that you've told me I only laugh 15 times a day on average. Well, let's put that in math terms. That means somewhere along the way, you lost 95% of your fun. 95% of your fun. You think that's not going to shift a mindset or affect your ability to believe? Now listen, don't you run home and point at your spouse or your friend and say, hey, you're my 95%. Don't do it. My name is Sean, and I'm your friend. But here's the thing. We have to shift our mindset and start to look at life as the adventure it was meant to be. We have to believe again. I don't need everyone to believe with me in the beginning. You don't either. You just need to believe yourself. You need to look in the mirror and say, it might not look like it. It might not feel like it. But I'm going to believe anyway. See, folks, that's where it starts. So here's a couple of things I want you to do that will help you start to believe again, start to get your shout back again. The first thing is if you like to read, great. If you don't, you know what? You're just going to have to learn, because there are certain things we must do in life to grow. See, it's about embracing the process of growing into the greatness within you. And you know what? There's just sometimes in life you just have to do some things. You're going to have to do some reading. It's going to help you shift your mindset and help you to believe. So I want you to read powerful books. And here's a couple of examples. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, or one of my favorite books of all times, The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. See, this will just really help you shift your mindset and break through your current limiting beliefs. Step number 2, I just want you to get some consistent exercise. Now, whether that's go for a walk, walk your dog, you know, go to a park, go to the gym, do something at home by video or whatever, just get some consistent exercise. Not, you know, exercise once a week. Get something consistent. The reason why is this is going to release endorphins and make you feel better. It's also going to make you healthier. You can't dream big. You can't go live a big life if you're not feeling well. So you're also going to sleep better by getting consistent exercise. And when you're rested, it's easier to believe. So many people make emotional choices when they're tired that ends up being just permanent solutions, you know, it's just not a good thing to do. So get some exercise. And then step number 3, I have an exercise for you to do. I want you to get out a sheet of paper and I want you to write down these 2 questions. Question number 1, if I had, and then question number 2, I would. See, this is a dream big exercise. This is a believe big exercise. This is a I'm going to get my shout back exercise. This is a I don't care what people think, I'm going to do it anyway exercise. So I want you to fill in those 2 blanks. If I had, I would. Dream big. Who cares what people think? No one's around to see your answers. You go for it, because we're never looking back. We're making choices today, just like I made in 1996 to change my life around sitting in that bar. This is your time. Dream big. If I had, I would. And when you're done, get ready for step 2.